I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. Another LA startup spotlight for you, Cujo. What? Yes, amazing. I have Carlos in the studio with me, and I'm so excited to share the Cujo story. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited.
I'm super excited to have you here. So you're the director of marketing for Cujo, based in El Segundo, right?
Yes.
And what does Cujo do exactly? And also, what is your full name?
Oh, so my full name is Carlos Jaya. I'm originally from Lithuania, but I grew up in the U.S. Cujo is a cybersecurity startup, and our product is a smart firewall that would plug into your router, and then it's able to protect all of your devices from your laptops and smartphones to all of these Internet of Things devices like thermostats and cameras and smart doorbells. It protects all of those from hackers. So recently the internet went down. You're aware of that, right?
And yeah. The world shut down.
Yeah, and that attack was a DDoS attack on the internet's infrastructure, and that was enabled by a large number of insecure devices from all over the world. And what Cujo does is, if you have this thing in your home, it's protecting your devices first from getting infected, and second from, if they're already infected, from participating in any sort of DDoS attack.
You mentioned, I know your role as director of marketing, but what do you do as the director of marketing for Cujo?
Oh, so as the director of marketing, I am responsible for selling the product. We do sell it on Amazon.com, and we do sell it on our own website. And so, you know, we're running Facebook ads, we're measuring things, we're running email campaigns. Really, I come from a very technical marketing background, so I'm very analytics-driven. I code things up. I glue together programs and services so I can use them better.
Who is your target audience?
We have a few personas as far as our targeting audience goes. Initially, a lot of these guys are early adopters, and they are males, and they might be really interested in security or networking. But what we really want to go after is the mass consumer. And that's a slower process. But really, anyone who has a smart home or even just a lot of devices laying around, people who have children who use tablets, who want to make sure that they're not accessing anything malicious, people who have, like I mentioned, smart thermostats, smart doorbells, security cameras, baby monitors, smart TVs, gaming consoles. Like, our homes are filled with these things, and traditional antivirus only works on things you can install it on, like your PCs and laptops. So our product is a security solution that covers all internet-connected devices in your home. So basically, every home in the U.S., we want to get one in.
That's awesome. And you mentioned to me something before we started recording that was really exciting. And I ask everybody, like, why L.A.? Why'd you move to L.A.? And then I couldn't believe your answer. What did you share?
As part of my research, I'm a very analytical person. Part of my research into L.A. was finding out about the tech community. And a simple Google search on L.A. tech community will bring up We Are L.A. Tech. And so I gave, the podcast a listen. I looked at the website, and it kind of gave me a broad view of what LA has to offer. And
you still wanted to move here.
Yeah. Well, so I think this would be interesting. Like, for example, I was listening to this podcast when I was living in a small town in the Midwest, thinking about what to do with my life. And I think if you're in tech, I would say, like, if you're talented and hardworking, I think you can make it in any major city. And, then you have some choices. I mean, San Francisco, of course, is like the Mecca of tech. There's New York and LA, I think, are kind of like these major hubs. And I really like warm weather. I like I mentioned, Minnesota, if you know anything about it, it gets cold. My favorite anecdote about how cold it gets was that a few winters ago, we had a misery index on the Weather Channel.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, That's crazy. It wasn't a joke. Like the newscaster would tell you on a scale of 1 to 10 how miserable everyone was feeling because of the cold weather. And, you know, like, sure, I mean, like, I'm stubborn, you know, I'm not going to let the weather, you know, dictate my life. But at the same time, I'm like, I could live anywhere. And also, I'm a huge fan of comedy, of stand-up, of improv. You know, I dabble in those things a little bit. So the community in LA was also a big draw. So I thought, okay, so there's weather, there's a vibrant tech community, and there's, you know, a great comedy community as well. So I thought, no other city really can offer all three. Like New York has comedy and tech, but, you know, I wanted the beach, I wanted the sunlight. And that's what drew me. And I think it was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. I've had 0 days where I've regretted my decision.
That's awesome. And how'd you find Cujo?
Oh, so...
Or how'd Cujo find you?
I found them. So again, like, this might be advice for like anyone looking into how to get into a startup is there's this website called AngelList. And
it's so funny. An interview earlier today was talking about AngelList.
Yeah, like it's great because... Even in my past jobs, like, I think sending your resume to, like, you know, jobs@company.com, that's often like a black hole, especially if you don't know anyone, if you don't have any reference, like if you don't have anyone referring you to the company. And I just like emailing CEOs directly. I think it can be intimidating at first, but once you send a few emails, you know, you don't get that much of a response rate, although... Again, I think this is funny. I think I get better response rate cold emailing like tech CEOs than I get like on dating websites. So
that's funny. There's a great LA startup called Magnet, and there's another LA startup called Cuddly. Those are two awesome like dating apps. Cuddly is dating for geeks, and Magnet is like if you're at a location, you could just press like meet someone here and you'll find someone within your like circumference. Maybe you and I both should try those.
Yeah, maybe I need to. I go on dating app binges and then I get disillusioned and delete them, and
totally
that cycle repeats.
Totally.
But yeah, I think Angel. So I connected with Cujo CEO Anaras probably about a year ago. I was like sending emails to like tech startups in LA. And at that point, Cujo was doing a Indiegogo campaign and they weren't ready to really hire a full-time person to do, like the product wasn't out being sold yet. So, but that's another thing. Like even if something doesn't pan out at first, like just keep in touch. And I kept in touch and I kept, you know, checking in on his progress. And when he started selling the product, he brought me on board. So, you know, I was at another startup before that. I did consulting for a variety of LA startups. And I think once you have spent some time, you realize that the community is really small and it's not that hard to like kind of get on people's radars and get to know people. And so, yeah, just hit up people on AngelList.
And how many people are on the Cujo team?
That is a complicated question because we're a distributed team. So in LA, in El Segundo, we have about 5 people, but then we have a development team in Europe.
No, I totally understand. And what inspired Cujo to be created?
I believe the inspiration was that some of the founding team's background is in enterprise cybersecurity, and they wanted to bring this technology to the consumer. I joke that they're like Prometheus bringing fire, you know, stealing fire from the gods and bringing it down to the masses. So they take this really, really advanced, you know, these buzzwords like machine learning and behavior analysis. Like we have a really smart firewall, and then, you know, there's other trends. Like there's this book, Future Crimes, which really is the best book to kind of get like the laydown on what cybercrime is. And it's not just like some guy in a black hoodie in his mom's basement. It's actually like criminal enterprises with employees and like, their goal is to profit. Like there's really serious people doing really, really bad stuff. And then we have a trend that everything now connects to the internet. Everything has a chip in it. We're going to get to billions and billions of internet connected devices. And if you're in the startup world, you realize that, like, you know, you have your certain competency in whatever product you're building, whether it's like, say, IP camera, Wi-Fi camera. So you focus on building the camera, but you might not necessarily be a security expert. So then these companies release products that are insecure. They sell, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of these. And then, you know, some hacker finds a vulnerability. He sells that vulnerability to some criminal organization. The criminal organization does something to exploit that vulnerability for some sort of monetary gain. And just, you know, all these things are, you know, coming together, and that the founding team, you know, saw the future and they created this product. And if you actually look at the product, we have some award-winning industrial design, and it looks really nice. It looks like something you wouldn't mind having on your coffee table by your router or wherever in your home it is. So we thought about how can we make this subject of cybersecurity very kind of palatable to the mass consumer.
And why grow the company in LA and not other tech cities?
That's where our CEO is based.
And how has LA helped accelerate your growth?
I think LA has given us a sort of, we definitely think a lot about the design and about the user experience and about how this thing will be, you know, looked at by the mass consumer. I think I don't want to like talk against other cities or, you know, stereotypes, but we're trying to be a very sort of friendly looking company, taking a very sort of dark subject and making it presentable to most people. So I think kind of, you know, maybe the stereotype of LA being more social could play into that, where maybe, I don't know, I don't want to say this, but like, you know, like San Francisco might be very focused on the technology itself, where we're focused on the presentation.
What resources in LA tech do you recommend?
There's quite a few of these community hubs or websites where We Are LA Tech is one. I think General Assembly has amazing events.
What's funny is we're interviewing General Assembly later today.
Yeah. I mean, I love them.
What LA tech companies or talent have you come across recently that have really impressed you?
One of my first roommates, before I found my apartment here in LA, worked for Thrive Market, or he works there. And I got to know that company a little better. I'm super impressed by what they've been doing as far as their origin story, their mission, the way they do content marketing and the way they brought influencers on board. I'm super impressed by everything they've done.
And what do they do?
Oh, so Thrive Market sells non-perishable groceries at cost. They basically are like a Costco where you buy a membership and then you get to buy the groceries, you know, without markup. And they really focus on healthy eating. You can filter foods, you know, if you're a vegan or whether you're vegan or paleo, you can filter groceries by that. And I've been in the e-commerce space pretty much my entire career in one way or another. So, you know, just as an e-commerce company, they're really impressive.
And if you had one ask of the community, what would it be? Something that they could do to support you?
Okay, so I guess one thing in the theme of cybersecurity that I would ask everyone to do is think about security hygiene, like use a password manager, be conscious of the things you click on when you get emails, and don't download sketchy things. And it's kind of a, you know, immune system for the rest of us, because, you know, if everyone's more aware of the vulnerabilities and take better precautions, then we're all safer.
Is there something the community can do to support you in your success or Cujo?
This is an interesting question. Like what have been examples in the past? I mean, like, by Cujo?
Sure. You could support Carlos by buying Cujo?
Yeah.
Where can we go to buy Cujo?
Go to getcujo.com. GetCujo.com. We're also on Amazon.com if you're a Prime subscriber and you must absolutely get everything that way. You know, you can get it shipped to you in two or less or fewer days.
That's awesome. So getcujo.com. And how can people connect with you directly?
I'm on Twitter, but I don't know how long I'm going to be on Twitter. I don't know how long Twitter's going
to
be.
No, you don't have to, or like email or anything?
Yeah. If you're interested in Cujo, you can email me directly at KD, the letters KD, at getcujo.com.
And one thing I just want to clarify again, Cujo is a software or hardware product?
Oh, yeah. So Cujo is a smart firewall. So it is a device.
It's a physical device.
It's a physical device that you plug directly into your router where your internet comes from, you know, whether it's a combination modem router or if it's a separate Wi-Fi router, it plugs into it. And what it does is it monitors your network traffic and analyzes it. And then it sends the statistics and metadata to our cloud where we further analyze it for all sorts of threats or suspicious behavior. And then we block things if those threats are found. And we have an app that you use the device with. And if when a threat is blocked, what happens is you get a notification on your app, and then you can choose whether to, you know, unblock it, for example, if it's a false positive or if it's something you actually want to access. You have that option.
And how often are legit malicious things blocked?
It can be actually quite often, and it depends on a lot of factors. Some of our customers complain that they're getting too few or none. Some of our customers are complaining that if they're getting 10 or 20 a day, it's too many. But what's happening is the hackers have these automated scripts that are scanning the internet continuously for vulnerabilities. So if for some reason one of those scripts starts targeting your IP and starts scanning all of your ports and stuff, you might get a lot of alerts. It might be a quiet day, but it's constantly happening. And it's only going to happen more and more.
Thank you so much for spending time with the We Are LA Tech community and on the show. This has been awesome. I am just blown away that We Are LA Tech was a part of your journey in getting to Los Angeles. That's crazy. And thank you for introducing us to Cujo. Remember that if you're an Amazon Prime member, you could go to Cujo right there, get it, get the can I say hardware?
Yeah, we're a hardware startup, and that's a whole other conversation about the difficulties of hardware versus software. But yeah, if you're on Amazon, you can search. If you just search Cujo, you might get some Stephen King stuff. If you search Cujo firewall, that will be the first result.
Yeah, so definitely go to Amazon. And remember, if you want to support the We Are LA Tech community, the easiest way to do that is through Amazon. wearelatech.com/Amazon. wearelatech.com/Amazon. And then you could just click there, do your normal Amazon shopping. As a Prime member, get your Cujo hardware device. Protect yourself from any threats on the internet. Don't lose the internet. Internet, we love you. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.